All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, a podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. I am your co-host, Mark Comar, and this is...
What's going on, guys? I'm Keen.
And welcome back to beautiful Medellin, Colombia with us while we're still here taking in the sights and the sounds, as you can literally hear the sounds, right? Mm-hmm. So today we want to talk about a unique topic, and I'll let you kind of go into it and let them know what we're talking about today because it's more your niche.
Got you. So today we're going to be going over like the importance of having a portfolio of projects. And I'll kind of give you guys a couple examples of what that compares to. For like people that were in the training world, I was in the training world for a bit. Mark was in the training world for a bit. It's kind of similar to having testimonials. So like before and afters of people that you've trained. It's also very similar to like Facebook or Instagram. So like people can see like what you've done, or you've got updates, you know, cool things you've done, things like that, updating your status, whatever. So having a portfolio of projects, it gives whoever you're trying to work for, it gives them an idea of like your skill set of whatever like programming languages, you know, JavaScript, Python, Golang, whatever, and allows them to see that hands-on experience that you've had with those programming languages, building different projects, because it lets them know, skill-wise, it lets them know where you're at, right? It lets them sleep a lot easier at night if they have a job description, you know, of what they want, and they can see that in your portfolio, they can see, oh, well, he checks off the box, he or she checks off the box of such and such programming language, you know, such and such knowledge, and this and that. So having that portfolio of projects, just like it's like your ticket into the club. You know what I'm saying? Like you're on the list, you know, since you put in the work. So you want to make sure that you have something that you can reference. And then also at the same time, it gives you something to like speak to in an interview. It allows you to speak from like an intelligent standpoint, you know? So when they ask you a question, you're not like blank faced, like, I don't know what this is. But, you know, you have, you know, something in your head, you know, that you've worked on, that you have experience with, that you can, like, speak to immediately. And you might not be, like, you know, an extreme expert on the topic, but since you have some knowledge, you know, you can dive into that as much as you can and kind of show them, you know, the work that you've done at that level. So, you know, just make sure that you have something to show, because if you don't, it's like, this day and it's like not having a license. It's like not having a Facebook. It's like not having an Instagram. It's kind of like in the IT world, you kind of don't exist, kind of sort of. So you want to make sure that you have that, so they know, like, as an employer, so they know what they're getting. So,
and where can someone, like, is it GitHub? Is that where you can house this?
Yep.
Or is there any other site besides GitHub, or just that's the primary one there?
So as far as I know, GitHub is one of the main ones that you can use to upload whatever projects you've been creating. You can upload your projects to GitHub. Also, you know, if you're feeling a little froggy and you want to leap, you could develop your own website, right? That can be something that you have on your resume, or that could be a link on your LinkedIn, right? There's a couple other things you can also do. I mean, this is a social media world, so you could have your whatever projects you're creating, you could have it on your social medias, like on your Instagram or Facebook or whatever, on your LinkedIn, right? Be careful about, you know, what you put on Instagram and Facebook if you are going to use, if you are going to put your projects up there. Just be careful about what you, you know, put on your Instagram and Facebook and whatnot. But there's a couple of different routes that you can take to show that, okay, you know, I've been working on this skill. This is what I can do. This is what I can bring to this company. So, you know, just make sure that you're using those resources, because it'll be a lot easier for you to get your foot in the door and get the job that you want.
Yeah, because it goes back to kind of what we were talking about in one of those episodes. We were saying that in the first couple of interviews, skill set is, you know, required to show. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to show a particular skill set, you want to have a platform where you can actually point to your work. Mm-hmm. And that makes sense. So the GitHub is important. And having your own portfolio of work shown is huge. Mm-hmm. Again, this is more his skill set that he's talking to you guys about. Mine is more on the recruiting side. I let you all, the techies, deal with, you know, the clarity of how to show and represent yourself the best. But I like the analogy that you gave in relation to, this is like having a license, or like in this day and age, I'm old, so I don't have an Instagram page. So when ladies ask for my Instagram, unfortunately, I don't have one. So I guess I'm not out here, right? I'm not out here in any streets. So don't be like me, like, oh man, without an Instagram page. Don't be without your portfolio to be able to show yourself in the tech world. Mm. Make sure you're able to show and represent who you are. Sorry for the sirens in the background, but make sure you're able to show who you are, to represent who you are, because again, that will give a lot more credence to your knowledge base, and also show, again, you got to separate yourself with other interviewees who mm-hmm. are, you know, buying for that same position that you are. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to distinguish yourself by showing your work. Mm-hmm. So no matter how new you may be, because you might have an expertise within your newness that they're looking for, and a deliverability within your newness that they are looking to see, you know, that you can show your work and that you can actually deliver within your skill set, and that you're willing to grow within it. And they know, companies know, employers know that you may not be as seasoned, because they'll be hiring you for, you know, beginner level, you know, or intermediate. They'll hire you for your particular skill set, but being able to show what you have is just vital. Okay? Right. So just make sure you have it. Don't go into it without it. Right? Don't be me.
Mm-hmm. And then also you give the recruiter a much easier job, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if you got, you know, something that you can show, and say, you know, even like there's a job that you really want to get and you don't get it, that's okay, because that recruiter might be like, well, this dude's got a lot of firepower, so I'm going to keep him in mind mm-hmm. for the next ones that mm-hmm. pop up. So, you know, just make sure that you have that, because it will be a lot easier for yourself down the line.
Yeah, and I will speak to that as the recruiting company. He's absolutely correct. You give yourself a better chance to be sought after again in case, you know, the placement that we put you on does not work. Then we know that we have a credible and a solid, you know, candidate that we can represent, and can represent yourself well in another interview. At the end of the day, we're all trying to make money and also get you paid. Mm-hmm. But we can only do that if you're at your best, right? It's just like any athlete in sports, right? Mm-hmm. You have to, you know, be able to show yourself. We'll put you in the combine and put you in the camp, but you got to be able to show yourself. And if you show yourself well, even though if you don't get picked up, we can put you in another combine, right? Mm-hmm. Or another team's camp. So it's the same exact thing here in technology. Don't think by any means that you're skimming, or because you're not as well versed, or it doesn't look as good to you as you would like for it to represent. You still got to get it out there. Mm-hmm. We talked about another episode, Ground Zero. So, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. even if you're brand new at, you know, developing your portfolio and putting together your projects, still do it. Get it out. The more you do it, the better you'll get. Be open to constructive criticism. Let mm-hmm. me just say that as well, mm-hmm. Because that is, again, more of my wheelhouse with my recruiting teams and even myself. We make sure that after we present you, if the portfolio is given back to us as that was the weak point, your skill set wasn't strong enough, be open to the constructive criticism to know that, you know, we'll give you the areas where you need to correct, you know, where the bottleneck was or where the problems may have been within your presentation, that you didn't show enough strength in this particular area. It doesn't mean you're bad. Doesn't mean you can't correct it. Just means that be open for constructive criticism. Okay. Again, this is business. We can't be, it can't be have your feelings on your sleeves. You can't wear your feelings on your sleeves.
Right.
It's still business. Even though, yeah, you do get attached to the fact that you know, learn something new. You learn SQL, you learn, you know, C++, you learn Python, you know, and you learn all these new, you know, DevOps, you learn all these new different skill sets, and you were happy to construct something that you were proud of. Mm. And that should be in one segment. That should be in one part of it. But don't bring that over to the business side of it, where if you don't get picked up, you feel, you know, emotionally hurt to where you can't go back into the game again, because this is just business. It's not personal. Okay. So I just want to say that, because I've had many conversations with candidates who have not been, you know, put on location or put on a project. And when we gave the constructive criticism as to why it was told to us that they were not picked up, I know people who, you know, have taken them, you know, personal, yeah. You know, and again, you're human. I'm not saying don't be human. But we're also saying, you know, to put it in a proper category, all right? Because again, you got to get back out there and get the ball rolling again so we can get you employed, okay? Mm-hmm. But help yourself by having the proper presentation, proper portfolio in place. Have your representation ready, mm-hmm. okay? And you'll be just fine. Anything else you want to close them out with?
Yeah. And with your project, right, starting off, say you don't necessarily know what to create, that's totally fine. Just, you can just do like a little bit each day. You know, find something that you like, right? Just start with something that you like, whether it's like sports or whatever. Try to create something in a category that you like and just, you know, give it, you know, 5-10 minutes or so a day, because you'll be able to build on that, you know, over the next, you know, week, month, couple months, right? And then it will become this big thing. So don't be so worried about, oh man, I don't have the greatest new invention or the newest invention to create. That's totally fine. Just, you know, put in a little bit of work, you know, every single day, and eventually it will be kind of big.
Right. And I would piggyback on that too. You've taught, Joaquin has talked about, you know, making sure you're in Discords and making sure you're in different networks. Mm-hmm. The more you talk with other, you know, upcoming professionals and professionals in your particular niche, that will help you become more creative within your, mm-hmm. you know, deliverability of your skill set. All right. So this is one thing that you don't want to, the great thing about social networking and the great thing about internet is connecting people in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be an island amongst yourself and trying to figure out how to deploy, you know, your knowledge base and trying to create your portfolio. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be by yourself on it. You can ask questions. You can get in different Discords.
Right.
You can that's why I say don't take it personal. Be willing to show your work mm-hmm. to others, because I'm sure, you know, in the communities that you're in, you know, boot camps that you've been a part of,
yep.
people are willing to help. Because
yep.
they're like, hey, I thought I had the same thing, or I thought I, right?
Sure. Yeah. And then to piggyback off of that, like when I first created like my little project, it wasn't anything like super huge. It was just something that I liked. And basically what it was, it just spits out your carbs, protein, fats, because I like working out, right? And it spits out a little workout for you. And it's not this huge, big old thing, but it's like enough to show someone that I know how to use JavaScript, right? So, I mean, just think about that and, you know, work on something that you like and, you know, have fun with it.
Yeah, that part, have fun with it, guys, because, I mean, it's too big of a game to play to get so serious and take yourself serious. And it's so nuanced. And once you think you master one part of it, there's something else coming up, some mm-hmm. other technique, some other language. Right. Something else is going to be added into it. So it's better for you to not take yourself so serious and have fun with, you know, just creating, like he said, something that you enjoy,
mm-hmm.
that you find, you know, it's kind of like when they talk about investments, right? You find products that you use that you are familiar with, right? If you use Apple products, you invest in Apple, right? Mm-hmm. If you use Johnson & Johnson lotion, you invest in Johnson & Johnson, right? It's Procter & Gamble, right? You understand. So it's the same thing. Until you find your path with this,
mm-hmm.
like he says, start with creating something that you enjoy, that you enjoy. He loves working out, protein, great. If you enjoy gaming, find a way to, you know, keep track of points or something, you know, or, you know, different type of, you know, levels that you just figure it out. You know what I'm saying? But have fun with the process. And in that way, it'll keep you inquisitive and keep you, you know, inspired and keep you happy and keep you joyous about what might be next. Right. As opposed to getting upset and frustrated and, you know, quitting prematurely before you actually move forward,
right.
You know, with this whole game. So I hope that makes sense to you. If you guys have any questions, then please continue liking, commenting, you know, commenting reaching out to us. We're here for you guys. We have the course coming up for you guys soon mm-hmm. that will go into a lot more in depth of how to do these specificities within your skill set. In the later modules, first couple modules, we're talking about how to develop you as the person you are. And then also too, once you get into your career, making sure we help you navigate the waters of, you know, if you're in startups and you have nepotism, or if you're with HR, you know, or your org is, you know, too demanding or whatever it might be, we have ways to help you grow in your career set because we understand we've been around the block and we know what it is.
Right. Right.
So, the modules are going to be, very impactful for you and, will help you at each step nurture you throughout your career. Growth and development.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we hope you guys enjoyed the, you know, we want you guys to take part in our background here in Medellin a little bit and have fun with us. But I hope you enjoy anything you want to leave them off with.
Be great, guys. Do your thing.
Love it. Talk to you guys soon. Have a good one.